BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
Good evening. Tonight, how male blood donors can be crucial sight savers. And the latest sport seeking Paralympic status.
We've always got the saying in surfing that the best surfer in the water is the one that's having the most fun. And ultimately, that's got to be what this is about, is getting people happy faces, getting fitter, healthier, happier, and breaking down barriers along the way.
We'll be talking to one of the UK's top visually impaired surfers later in the programme. Now, we've featured many visually impaired sports over the years on In Touch, but I can't recall featuring a competitive surfer before, until now. Melissa Reed is 29. She lives in Cornwall. She's blind in one eye, partially sighted in the other. She's already a successful triathlete, winning more than a dozen gold medals in events around the world. She won a bronze at the Rio 2016 Paralympics. But in 2017, a back injury took Melissa out of triathlon training. And it was then that she decided to concentrate more on surfing. And it's all gone rather well. We began to Falmouth to hear more about the last couple of years in Melissa's life.
Hi, my name's Melissa Reed. I'm a VI triathlete, competed at the Paralympics, and I've also surfed since I was about 7 when my dad put me in the sea. I think he wanted a surfing lesson and I was a good excuse to have one. I mean, I probably wanted one as well, but I don't really remember. So we just booked one in Porthtown where we were on holiday and we both had a surfing lesson. He stood up the first day, I didn't. So I think we went back that week and had a second set of lessons and I stood up on the second time round. And you paddle out, depending how big it is, you'll have to go under the waves. You can feel the water sucking out a little bit before you need to go under, and that's pretty much a good indicator to start duck diving. And then once you're out back again, you can feel the water sucking back before it pushes forwards, and that's usually when a wave's coming. I had a back injury in 2017, a prolapsed disc, and it put me out of triathlon for the whole of 2018. I saw a couple of people online at the World Adaptive Surfing Championships at the end of 2017, and it sounds big-headed, but I thought I'm better than them. I could do that because I wasn't allowed on the bike for quite a while and my running was very, very limited. I had more time to go in the sea. And there just happened to be the English Adaptive Champs in Newquay. So we thought, well, might as well just go down. I might find someone to go surfing with. And after my first heat, I got out and they asked me if I'd go to California with them and represent Team England. Now, I wasn't expecting there to be a women's division in the visually impaired because there hadn't been before. And when we turned up, there was just as many women as men, so they allowed a women's competition. And I came away as the world champion. And in the open division against the men, I came away in 5th. So California for the World Champs, it was the first time I was allowed someone in the water with me acting as a set of eyes, which we've not been allowed before because there's never been anything in the UK for that. We had a pretty good dynamic going on, competing against the other women. We performed really, really well. He had really good wave selection. Wild animals kept popping up like dolphins, which distracted us a little bit, which was just part of the fun, really, that we were going out there and surfing with dolphins and seals, and just, you don't get that in many sports, really.
That's Melissa Reed speaking to us on the beach near Falmouth. And that recording was put together by Toby Davey. I should say Melissa's back is now much better and she's returned to triathlons, winning a couple more gold medals in the last few months. We hope to catch up with her again later this year as she aims for more Paralympic success at Tokyo. But if her surfing efforts have inspired you, let's hear a bit more about how you go about it. Nick Hounsfield is the founder of The Wave in Bristol. It opened late last year. It's a 200 metre long inland surfing lagoon. And Nick has surfed with Melissa in the past. So first of all, Nick, just paint a picture for us of what your lagoon is like and what it does.
Sure, yeah. So it's almost like a kite-shaped lake with a pier down the middle that produces perfect surfing waves. And with a regularity, a wave every 8 seconds pouring down each side of the lake. The actual power itself is renewable power, which we take off the grid, and it then generates a pulse of energy in the water using a succession of paddles underneath the pier structure. And it's like a giant slinky snake that it sort of pushes and pulses waves each side of the lake alternately.
Now, you welcome blind and partially sighted surfers. Can they be absolute beginners?
Absolutely, yeah. We can cater for people who've never tried the sport before.
So have you already had some visually impaired surfers have a go?
Yes, we have. And what's great is that we don't actually know they're coming until on the day often. And they're just rocking up wanting to go for a surf, which was always the dream, is that it shouldn't be a big to-do to have to get people with visual impairments into the lake. They should be able to turn up just like anybody else. And this was part of the English Adaptive Championships each year, is in the morning we have a workshop where we bring coaches from around the country and give them the training that they need so that they can deal with people at the beach who've got adaptive needs or visual impairments, and it gives complete accessibility of the sport.
Now, you've surfed alongside Melissa. What was that like, and what did you take from the way that she does things?
The reality is she's a very, very good surfer, and when you're out in the water, you really would not know any different. She does need sometimes somebody to be out there spotting waves with her, but ultimately when you're out just sort of free surfing or not in competition, you'd know no different.
Melissa has some sight. Just how different is the surfing experience for someone who's entirely blind? I've got a little light perception, but in terms of seeing what's coming, no effective sight. And there are people, of course, who have no sight at all.
There's a guy called Gaio in northern Spain who goes to these adaptive championships as well, and he's completely blind and needs to have somebody out there properly whistling, shouting, clapping, telling them exactly when to duck under a wave, where the wave's coming from. But again, their senses are so tuned to the water, just the way that the water moves, the way it rises up and down and the currents, that they're spotting a lot of these things before they're being told when a wave's coming. It certainly doesn't seem to be a barrier to their ability. Once they're up on their feet, they're tearing down the wave like anybody else. There's no barrier there, really.
Melissa is obviously a very able athlete. She is clearly very athletic. Is that athleticism essential, would you say, for a visually impaired surfer?
I don't think it's essential. It's clearly what has allowed Melissa to just transfer her skills from triathlon. What I'm really keen to see in the coming years is that more people with visual impairment are able to take on surfing. And they might not have any aspiration to be the world's best surfer, but ultimately we've always got this saying in surfing that the best surfer in the water is the one that's having the most fun. And ultimately that's got to be what this is about, is getting people happy faces, getting fitter, healthier, happier, and breaking down barriers along the way.
I understand the hope is that parasurfing or adaptive surfing might feature in the 2024 Paralympics in Paris. What effect do you think that would have on it?
I think the timescales are challenging to be able to get it there for Paris, but we certainly can see a route through. We know that after the Paris Games, it's going to Los Angeles and potentially to another surfing nation beyond that. There are some incredible athletes, people who've come over incredible adversities to be able to become really great sports people, and they need to be celebrated like any other sport.
Nick Hounsfield, he's the founder of The Wave in Bristol. If you've had a bash at surfing, do let me know how you got on. And that's it for today. You can leave messages with your comments on 0161 836 1338. You can email in touch at bbc.co.uk, or you can go to our website, bbc.co.uk/in touch, where you can also download tonight's and many other previous editions of the programme. From me, Peter White, producer Mike Young, and the team, goodbye.